This is the 415ers podcast on the Odyssey Sports Podcast Network with 95.7 The Game. Please feel free to download, rate, and subscribe. We appreciate it. You can find Mark on social at Mark Grandy, Mark with a C, Grandy with an I. I'm on social at eGiddings10, 415ers, wherever you follow, Twitter, Instagram, all the rest. Okay, let's dig into those quarterbacks that we were talking about. Not Brock Purdy, but the two that are linked in many ways and have been, primarily, honestly, because of the Cross Bay rivalry. But Jimmy Garoppolo and Derek Carr. Derek Carr has been the starting quarterback with the formerly Oakland Raiders, now Las Vegas, since 2014. And Jimmy Garoppolo, of course, joined the 49ers a few years after. So right now, it looks like, based on what both teams are kind of showing you with their actions, Jimmy G, unfortunately so due to injury, are kind of telling you that, hey, we might not need or want, in the case of Derek Carr, the services of this quarterback next year. Now, according to The Athletic, I believe Derek Carr's reason was because if he gets hurt in one of these last two games, his contract for next year becomes guaranteed, and you would love to be able to move off of him one way or another, trade or whatever else the Raiders decide to do. Meanwhile, Jimmy Garoppolo is in a far different situation, but when it comes to these two quarterbacks, Mark, I guess, Like, what's the first thing that kind of comes to your mind when people ask you, Jimmy G or Derek Carr? Like, because it seems to be kind of a situation where Carr has, maybe he's got the bigger arm, but he's also hasn't had the best teams. Jimmy Garoppolo's the winner. Derek Carr is the hard luck loser. But we don't really know which quarterback is actually better, I think.
I feel like this debate has flip-flopped a lot over the last number of years. I mean, you look at Derek Carr last year, he had a fantastic season. I mean, 23 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, not great. I mean, even the year before, he was even better, 27 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. But last year, the way that he helped rally that team after, John Gruden left amid that controversy when he was with the Washington, then Redskins, now Commanders, Rick Bisaccia steps up and he and Derek Carr help lead the team through that tough time. They ultimately go to the playoffs. They almost upset the Bengals on the road in the first round, the team that ultimately went on to the Super Bowl and was a couple of plays away from winning the Super Bowl. That was a fantastic season and probably the crowning achievement of Derek Carr's career so far. If you asked me last year who was the better quarterback, I probably would have said Derek Carr. Because that was, honestly, I was incredibly impressed with what he and the Raiders accomplished last year post-John Gruden. But this year, it's been a mess. He's thrown an NFL-leading 14 interceptions so far this season. His team has lost countless close games where he's made back-breaking mistakes. His defense hasn't done him any favors, sure. He probably has the most talent around him on the offensive side of the ball as he's ever had, but he hasn't had as good of a season. So if you asked me maybe this year, I would say Jimmy Garoppolo. But again, if you asked me last year, maybe the last 2 years, I'd say Derek Carr. I think it even flip-flopped a couple of times before that as well. When the Niners were 6-0 in Jimmy Garoppolo's first six starts as a 49er, I probably would have said Jimmy Garoppolo. But the next year, he was out the whole year with a torn ACL. It was easily Derek Carr. This conversation has gone back and forth so many times, it's hard to keep track of. And I'm at that same point right now because Derek Carr has been bad, relatively speaking, this season. And Jimmy Garoppolo is hurt once again, despite the fact that he was playing good football. So if you were to ask me who would you rather have moving forward, I don't really know. It's hard to tell because these players have gone through so much in their careers. You'd probably have to factor in, all right, how much are they making? And right now, Derek Carr is going to be making a whole lot more than Jimmy Garoppolo would be my guess. So maybe as a result of how much I'm paying him, I'd say Jimmy Garoppolo. But I don't really have a concrete answer because there's been so many weird things that have gone on throughout these two careers.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. And hey, look, I do think we kind of forget a bit how good Derek Carr's beginning of his career was. I know they made the playoffs last year, but in 2016, he was an MVP candidate before he hurt his leg in, I think, the season finale or maybe the penultimate game of the regular season. And so they go into the Houston Texans playoff matchup with Connor Cook or, their third string quarterback.
Yeah,
so Yeah, Derek Carr, he made a Pro Bowl three of his first 4 years in the league. And with both quarterbacks being the same age, I do think it's fair to have this conversation. Where I stand on what happened before, up until now, is Jimmy Garoppolo is the career that you would want, but Derek Carr is the quarterback that you'd rather have, because Derek Carr's physical ability is greater. His numbers are up and down, like we kind of talked about. But the one thing that one of my coworkers pointed out to me, which I didn't realize, is Derek Carr's been on the field. Like, I know we just talked about him breaking his leg at the end of the season, but he has never played less than 15 games, never made less than 15 starts in a season. And unfortunately, Jimmy Garoppolo, you can't say that for him. And now with the fact that this is the third time just in his San Francisco tenure that he's had his season shortened by injury, moving forward, I also have to take that into account. Now, if you're asking who would you rather pay, Jimmy Garoppolo is probably a safer investment because he proved himself to be a quality backup and insurance policy. But if you're talking about wanting a starting quarterback moving forward, I do think the answer lies in Derek Carr, just because the best ability is availability.
Yeah, I think if you could maybe guarantee Jimmy Garoppolo's health, that would probably ease a lot of minds and probably force a lot of people to choose Jimmy Garoppolo. But unfortunately, you can't. So maybe you go Derek Carr, just because he's proven over a relatively long career up to this point that, as you mentioned, he can stay healthy. I'll ask you this. Let's say at the start of the 2019 season, the year the Niners won the NFC, were the top seed in the NFC and barely lost in the Super Bowl. They were really the best team that whole year in the NFL up until that Super Bowl. Let's say that Derek Carr is the Niners quarterback that year. Do they have the same success in the regular season? Do they run through the NFC in the playoffs? Say they meet Kansas City in the Super Bowl again. Do the Niners win that game with Derek Carr as their quarterback instead of Jimmy Garoppolo? Because I'm not sure. I mean, the way that the Niners worked that year was they had an elite defense and their offense didn't turn the ball over. And what has been Derek Carr's Achilles heel is he has turned the ball over at times a little bit more often than you would hope. And that has cost him his team some wins. However, has Derek Carr ever had a team as good top to bottom as that 2019 Niners team? I would say no. So it's kind of unfair just to say, well, he was XYZ with the Raiders, he's going to be that same thing against the 49ers. It's probably likely he plays better than he was with the Raiders if he's on a roster like the 2019 49ers. I think the Niners probably have a better chance to win a game against a top flight offense like Kansas City if Derek Carr is their quarterback as opposed to Jimmy Garoppolo.
I see what you're saying. And situation is really where this conversation always comes back to, because I was reading today that Derek Carr has never played with a top 20 defense, and Jimmy Garoppolo, the majority of his career, has played with a top five defense. Derek Carr thus has been asked to do more. So, I mean, who knows? If Jimmy Garoppolo starts his career in Las Vegas and is allowed to fail the way that Derek Carr did, although Derek Carr kind of hit the ground running compared to Jimmy Garoppolo just because of place and time, I mean, there's a reason why Derek Carr has 33 game-winning drives. Part of it is because he's talented. Part of it is because he's constantly behind the eight ball, and part of that is his own fault. Meanwhile, Jimmy Garoppolo has not really been asked to bring you back. His job is just to manage and make sure that you don't lose the game. So it's kind of interesting. Like, I don't know if Derek Carr would have been able to win that Super Bowl just because I think he probably makes a mistake or two. One maybe is glaring as a missed throw to Emmanuel Sanders. Maybe it's doing something ridiculous like fumbling it through the back of the end zone, or maybe it's fumbling a snap, or the small things that always seem to kind of haunt Derek Carr and the Raiders. I don't necessarily know if those go away if he's all of a sudden got a better situation in San Francisco. So that's why I do see them as even. But again, Jimmy Garoppolo is the winner because of where he's been and how he's been able to fit in his situation. Meanwhile, Derek Carr has had a situation that has largely had to fit to him.
Okay, but then the flip is, okay, let's put Jimmy Garoppolo on the Raiders. How does that look?
Yikes.
It looks uglier than Derek Carr's tenure with the Raiders. And I think that's easy to predict. I think that's obvious. I mean, Derek Carr, as you've talked about, more athletically gifted. He's not a mobile quarterback by any means, but he can extend some plays. He has a stronger arm. He's been asked to do more. He's had more prolific passing seasons. You mentioned he was an MVP candidate when his team went to the playoffs in 2016 when he broke his leg at the end of the regular season. He's had higher highs than Jimmy Garoppolo. He's had at least higher individual personal highs than Jimmy Garoppolo. He's also probably had lower lows if you take out injuries and that frustration. But a lot of that is because of the organization that he's been with. And it's his organization. He's always wanted to be a Raider. He went to Fresno State. He loves the Raiders organization. It's not, you know, saying it's his fault by any stretch of the imagination. But I think if you put Jimmy Garoppolo, a less talented quarterback, maybe a quarterback better situated for a game manager position like we're talking about with the 49ers, if you put him with the Raiders organization and all of the things, to put it nicely, that they've been through, I don't think we talk about Jimmy Garoppolo as the winner anymore. I mean, the reason he's the winner is because he's been with a great organization who has put him in positions to succeed throughout his tenure with the 49ers. I don't think that's the case if he's a Raider.
No, that's probably true. But I also do think there's something to Jimmy Garoppolo's being a situation that he didn't mess up. Like, I know that may sound easy to say that, oh, well, yeah, I mean, you got a number one defense, you got great weapons, you got great decision makers, a great head coach, a great general manager. Like, yeah, you should thrive in that. But that hasn't always been the case. And so Jimmy Garoppolo was, maybe when he was acquired, predicted or wanted to be, Kyle Shanahan wanted him to be his franchise quarterback when he acquired him, but slowly figured out, okay, well, maybe he's not that guy, but I can win football games with Jimmy Garoppolo. And maybe Kyle Shanahan learns to adjust to, you know, Derek Carr or the Raiders. Well, they probably don't figure out how to give Jimmy Garoppolo any help. But I also wonder, too, with a quarterback like Carr that operates off script and that shoots himself in the foot far more often than not just Jimmy Garoppolo, but a lot of quarterbacks around the league, if Kyle Shanahan might say, dude, like, all I need you to do is complete an 8-yard slant. Like, I don't need you to step out of the pocket, roll around, try and fire up a deep ball into triple coverage and be a hero. Like, we don't need you to be a hero. We also don't need you to be a zero. We just need you to make sure that as soon as we have a 7 or 10 point lead, that does not get extinguished by you turning over the football. Because as we've seen this season, and this has been, in my opinion, the best 49ers team under Kyle Shanahan, but if they win the turnover battle, they're going to win the game. And Derek Carr prohibits you from potentially winning the turnover battle with how many of the mistakes that he's made.
That's a good point. I also think if we continue this out and we continue discussing this through, assuming Derek Carr has been a 49ers quarterback for at least as long as Jimmy Garoppolo has, and he's been through the trials and tribulations, he's been through some of the ups and some of the downs, he's a different quarterback than he is now. I think you'd have to give Kyle Shanahan some credit for probably creating a better player. I mean, obviously the credit would go to Derek Carr in this hypothetical. I know we're kind of getting down in the weeds through all of this. But I would imagine kind of what you're saying, Kyle Shanahan only needs X from Derek Carr and Derek Carr's trying to do Y. Kyle Shanahan's going to try to coach him through some of those things and say, hey, we've got this team around you. We don't need you to be Superman. You know, just make the smart play and we'll win games. I think that's how you'd see that work. But I think the fact that we can have this conversation and go back and forth for a while just goes to prove that these are two quarterbacks, despite the fact that they have done it in entirely different ways. They are relatively equal, I think, in their standing around the league. Now, we'll see how the league values them. As you mentioned at the top, they're likely both going to be, you know, going their separate ways this offseason. Derek Carr is under contract. I mean, the Raiders signed him to a giant extension this most recent offseason, for goodness sake. And now they're taking him out from the final two games of the regular season so that they can trade a fully healthy Derek Carr this offseason. Or who knows, just cut him, whatever they want to do. It doesn't even matter. And, of course, Garoppolo isn't under contract past this season. So we'll see what the market says about these two quarterbacks and which teams want who and who is more eager to get one of these guys. We'll see what the actual teams think about them. But I think from my perspective, Evan, they're relatively similar for different reasons. They can do different things on the football field. But when you factor in all what they do well and all what they maybe struggle with a little bit, I think they come out relatively close.
Yeah, I do think we're in agreement there. It just kind of depends on what you value as a fan or a media member of the NFL, whatever.